For tapes of End Time Meetings, Deliverance Services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday evening, August the 29th, 1986. Labor Day weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Jack Harris of Beckville, Texas, one of America's 10 most honored and decorated heroes of World War II, is the teacher of the evening.
We're standing on holy ground, for the Lord is present, and where He is holy. He's a holy hand, we're lifting up holy hands. For the Lord has cleansed them, and what He's cleansed is holy. These are holy hands, we're lifting up holy hands. For the Lord has cleansed them, and what is cleansed is holy. He's our holy lips. I'm praising through holy lips, for the Lord has cleansed them, and what is cleansed is holy. Our holy lips, I'm praising through holy lips, for the Lord has cleansed us, and what is cleansed is holy.
And let's all sing it.
This is holy ground.
Let's stand up.
We're standing on holy ground, for the Lord is present, and where He is holy. This is holy. And what is cleansed?
I don't know if any of you realize it or not, but we have a mighty visitation of angelic beings in this place tonight.
Hallelujah.
About a quarter after seven, they begin to arrive. So this place is packed with angelic beings this evening.
Hallelujah.
About us, over us, and around us. Brother Jack felt it. I saw him when they begin to come. Brother Jack realized it too.
Yes.
There's a mighty presence of angelic beings amongst us this evening.
Hallelujah.
They've come to be part of praise and worship, that they can enter in with us to praise the Lord. The spirits of just men made perfect stand on the balconies saying, "Do it, fellas. Do it, fellas." Amen.
Amen.
It's a privilege to have Brother Jack Harris to minister to us this evening. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Glenn. Praise the Lord. Leave off. Pour some of this water over another glass. I may shake this thing some. I can't tell exactly what I'm going to do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's our pleasure to be here again, Lake Hamilton Bible Camp, tonight, just to enjoy the good presence of the Lord, to share some of the Word of the Lord, and with you, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I looked around tonight when Brother Glenn asked, or I believe it was Sister Irma asked, all that were here for the first time to just raise your hand. It seemed that there were quite a number that were here. Would you do it again, all that this is your first time? Praise the Lord. That's good. Well, then may I ask one other question. How many of you have never heard me minister before? Yeah, it won't hurt then if I do one over. Lord. Man, well, praise the Lord. All right. I always try to have a little fun as a go.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Of course, all ministry is repetitious, as you very well know. I am. People often ask me what kind of a preacher I am, and that always kind of upsets me because I it's kind of a hard question to answer. Somebody asks you what you are. You know, we use the word charismatic to cover the whole thing. Actually, I don't claim to be charismatic. I don't. I am a move of God preacher. I preach sonship and the kingdom message primarily. That is my calling. I have come up. I am a third. Let me tell you this though, a little bit. I am a third generation Pentecost. I'm third generation Pentecost. You talk about transition. When you think of transition, you just think of me. Hallelujah. Amen. Not many could make all the transitions from the old line Pentecost to the sons of God, waiting to be changed. Hallelujah. I often say that I'm a come out of the come out of the come outers. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm not too good to come out again. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to Zion.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm just keeping my eyes on the glory cloud. Hallelujah. And when it begins to rise, I'm going to begin to rise with it. Hallelujah. You know, the glory cloud would follow the Israelites through the wilderness. And when the camp would come to rest, the glory cloud would settle down on them. And then they had priests posted to watch the cloud while the camp slept at night, because they didn't know just when. The cloud was Lord. They didn't know just when he might rise. And when he'd rise, it was a sign that they were going to move closer to their destination. So they watched the glory cloud, and as it began to rise, if it began to rise at an unexpected time, the priest would sound the alarm and call the buglers. Hallelujah. Amen. The word would go, be passed down the line, tell the buglers to sound the alarm. God is rising. And Israel would rise and proceed toward the kingdom. Hallelujah. And that's kind of what we're doing tonight. We're just watching the glory cloud. When the Lamb, we are those that follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. Hallelujah. We've been cut loose from all denominational barriers and traditional barriers, and we're now free to follow the Lamb wherever he goes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dreamed. Then was our mouths filled with laughter, and our tongues with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord's done great things for them. Ah, the Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams of the south. He that soweth in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again, rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Then there is that passage that says to cast your bread upon the waters, and after many days it shall return. And I always say when it returns, it'll have some jelly on it. Hallelujah. Amen. God always gives us back more than we give, doesn't he? Hallelujah. Praise the lovely Lord. Oh, what a lovely people this is tonight. The spirit of the mantle of anointing settled down over us this morning. It's still here. And we're just in the presence of our God. We're right in the midst of the Shekinah glory of God, and anything can happen. Hallelujah. I expect that it will. If you come expecting, you can go away rejoicing, because I'll tell you, our God is moving. Hallelujah. He's moving us on to Zion. Hallelujah. And are you ready to be changed? Do you want your change? Hallelujah. I'd be a fool not to want to be changed tonight, because I have not yet walked into life. Hallelujah. Amen. Therefore, I need a change. I need something greater than I have yet possessed. Amen. This that I now have will not be sufficient for tomorrow, but when tomorrow gets here, I'll have a sufficient supply for that day. I walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. Now, and the way that I walk by faith is through my spiritual eyes being open. Now, I'd like to talk about that for a while tonight. And I guess the title of this message would be The Day of Revelation. Hallelujah. This is a day of revelation. When God is unfolding His plan, the eternal plan of God out of the ages is being unfolded right before our eyes. I sit in front of the television sometimes and see right before my eyes something is transpiring across the world. And I say, the prophets told us about this hundreds of years ago. And I'm seeing the fulfillment coming right through their own picture. Praise the Lord. I was seeing the angel of the Lord tonight, and in every service I have seen the angel of the Lord. I qualify that to you by saying that there is the angel. I call him the angel of the Lord, and he looks pleased at that title. And that's a title that I gave to him when I first got acquainted with him some years ago. And he accompanies me in services. And I often see him, and I have seen him in all the services during this convention. You're going to ask me if anybody else sees him. There are people that some has told me since I've been here that they felt his presence before I said that he hovered over them. They felt something, and I don't know. But don't let that throw you, because nobody else sees him. You see, our intake is very limited. The things that we can receive is very limited. On a 360-degree circle, I imagine that the things that we can relate to would be not more than 10 or 15 degrees of that circle. If you understand what I'm saying, for example, right now, if you should bring in a radio, one of the little battery radios, and set it up here on this thing, don't attach it to anything that goes outside, shut all the doors, bolt the windows, and turn the radio on, and it will begin to pick up voices. Right? It'll bring in a clear song. It'll bring in a clear speech. And what am I saying? I'm saying that those voices are right in here now, only I just can't relate to them. Hallelujah. Amen. But that radio can pick them up right in here. And if you have an AM and FM, you can set one here and turn the FM on one station and the AM on the other one, and both of them will start picking up voices right out of this room, and we can't hear them at all. Well, you know, they make a whistle that is so shrill that the human ear can't hear it, and a dog can hear it from way off. And you've seen the advertisement of that little machine that runs the bugs out of the room. It makes a shrill noise. You can't hear it, but it aggravates them. I'm simply saying, don't be surprised because there are so many things that you can't relate to. Bring in a television with batteries in it, set it up here, and don't hook it to nothing. Shut the doors again, bolt the windows, and turn it on, and it'll begin to pick pictures right out of here. And here I am just fanning them around everywhere, and I can't... I can't get a one of them to be still. I can't see a one of them. I am simply not programmed to relate to that. Hallelujah. So then be ready to whatever anybody is getting from the Lord, I'm just ready to receive it. Hallelujah. Just because that I didn't know it. That's how a lot of people judge doctrine, is if you say something they didn't know, it's error because they didn't know it. So right away they know that you're off in error because you said something that they didn't know, and that's the only criterion that they have. And if you, hallelujah, amen, have no understanding. Yes, but we're too far along now. 20 years ago we had some time left to kindly feel our way around and kindly wander around, maybe follow the wrong trail for a few miles, and then we could backtrack, and we had some time. But I'll tell you, we've come to the end of the age, for this age. And this is the sixth dispensation. By the end of this dispensation, God will have dispensed the sixth portion of a seven-part whole of His life right into humanity. Hallelujah. We're being changed unto His likeness if we're following Him. We're being changed daily, even by the moment. The change is so gradual that we're not even noticing it in our spirit. I was sitting in watching the news on television the other evening, Bob Schieffer, CBS, Bob Schieffer, and he came on, and I thought, oh, Bob's getting look old. I sat right, and then I thought, yeah, I sat right here in front of this tube and watched that old boy get old. Hallelujah. Amen. And then it dawned on me that while he was getting old, and I was sitting there watching him get old. I mean, yeah, what about old Harris here, eh? But it happened so gradual that I didn't notice it, you know, until it just kindly comes to my attention. Oh, I'll tell you, the prophet Isaiah looked down through the scope of time, and I think he's seen this generation. And he tried to describe us in these eloquent terms. He said, the wilderness and solitary places shall be glad for them. The desert shall rejoice and blossom as a rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with singing. And the glory of Lebanon shall be given to them. And the excellency of Carmel and of Sharon. And they shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands, confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, our God will come with vengeance, even God with recompense. Our God will come and save us. Then shall the blind eyes be opened, and the deaf ears unstopped. The lame man shall leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. And in the wilderness shall waters break forth, and springs in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. And in the habitation of dragons where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And the highway shall be there in a way. And it shall be called a way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. But it shall be for those wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. They shall not be found there. But the redeemed of the Lord shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sadness and sorrow shall flee away. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God forever. Who has believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? He shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of the dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, that when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. But surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrow, and we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray and turned every one to his own way. The Lord laid upon him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, but he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb from the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? He was cut off out of the land of the living, and for the transgression of my people was he stricken. He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because in him was no violence, neither was deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When he hath made his soul an offering for sin, he shall see of his seed and prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. I will divide unto him a portion with the great. He shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered with the transgressors. He bare the sins of many and made intercession for the transgressors. 27 identifying marks. The young prophet Isaiah placed upon our Lord and Master 800 years before the baby cried in Bethlehem. Hallelujah. When under the old English law, four marks of identification was enough to convince a court, Isaiah dared to step out and place 27 identifying marks on him that was to come. Hallelujah. On him that is our Savior. On him in whom we are being conformed to his blessed image. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm glad to lose all other identity and be identified in him. He is my Savior. He is my Lord. He's everything that I need. My eyes, hallelujah, needs to behold his glory. Hallelujah. Full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. John said we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Hallelujah. The world. John was in the minority when he beheld the glory of God in Jesus. But I'll tell you, they are in minority today, too, that are beholding his glory. Right in the midst of all the turmoil, right in the midst of everything that is happening worldwide, there is a move of God. God's plans, his eternal plan for the ages, just keeps grinding slowly on toward the kingdom. Hallelujah. And nothing can stop it. He's already set his king in his holy hill of Zion. He's already stamped the chronicles with the seal of God. Hallelujah. 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 And you can be part of this kingdom, saith the Lord. Yea, I shall pour out a fresh anointing even within your spirits tonight, saith the Lord thou God. I shall open the eyes of your understanding. Yea, and I shall pour into thee a new anointing. I shall pour into thee knowledge that thou hast not yet possessed, saith the Lord thou God. I shall open the scriptures unto thee. Yea, and revelation shall come unto your spirit tonight, and you shall know that you are in the presence of the Most High God. Yea, thou shalt know that the Lord himself, yea, by his Spirit, is revealing himself even to eyes that have been blind hence to forth, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, for you have come to the end of an age, and I, the Lord thou God, yea, shall surely raise up a strong people that shall go forth, yea, in my name doing exploits, saith the Lord thou God. Ye shall be a peculiar people, yea, a strange people to the world, but have no fear, for I have called thee. It is I, yea, this moving is is of me, saith the Lord thou God, and I have ordained that thou shalt, yea, be priest unto me, saith the Lord thou God, yea, and I have ordained that I shall find faithfulness in my house, saith the Lord, yea, for I shall build, and no man shall tear down, saith the Lord thou God, yea, and thou shalt surely come to the maturity that you have the revelation and the expectancy for, saith the Lord thou God. Therefore, open your spiritual eyes and your ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church tonight. Yea, and thou shalt surely be enlightened, for it is a day of great enlightenment, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God forever. Hallelujah. All right, in Ephesians chapter 1. Hallelujah. Amen. I'd like to read some scriptures to us, and we'll be making some comments here. All right. Paul says to the Ephesians here, the Apostle Paul said in verse 15, wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. And this is what he prayed for them, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
Yes.
Let's do that again. That the Lord may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Now here's where we want to really start. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Hallelujah. Amen. That's revelation, if I may add a clause here. That you may know what is the hope of his calling. You can underline the word hope if you're writing in your Bible. Hallelujah. Amen. What is the hope of his calling? And what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance? And you can underline his inheritance if you are underlining in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power? And you can underline power if you are underlining. His power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities. Oh, I'll tell you, he didn't just barely get him out of the principality zone, but he lifted him far above principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world or age, but also in that which is to come. We got a long ministry stretched out here ahead of us. Somebody is always asking me, when will the end come? I say, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And hath put all things under his feet, gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's shouting ground, isn't it? Hallelujah. Let's turn over here then in Revelation. We're going to come back here, so if you want to mark your place, we're coming right back here soon. Hallelujah. In the 17th chapter of Revelation, verse 14. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, here, I have to take some shortcuts because, I just can't lay everything out from primary to here, so I am taking some shortcuts. Don't let me confuse you. Hallelujah. If there are any questions you'd like to ask me when I get through, I'll try to answer them. These shall make war with the Lamb. That is, the beast system has gathered itself together, yea, to make war with the Lamb. Hallelujah. In Jesus' great name now, my Lord and our God, healing virtue of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Let the mighty healing virtue of Jesus flow through her now.
Amen.
My Lord, I smite this headache. I command it to cease its affliction, to cease the pain. And that, oh, my Lord and our God, and that the life of God flow through your mind in Jesus' name tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, great God. Thank you again for your mighty love and power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, the beast system has gathered itself together, and they're going to make war with the Lamb in the 14th verse. And the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called underline called and chosen. They're chosen and they are faithful. They have three specifics here. They are called, that is, they're called of God. They are chosen in Christ, and they are faithful to the kingdom. You get that? All right. This just kind of, maybe kind of a sideline. We probably won't get back to here. But they are called, and then they are chosen. The choosing comes after the testing. You're called, they're called of God. Then comes the testing. Then comes the choosing. And you are chosen in Christ. And then there are those that are faithful to the kingdom. Faithful to the kingdom. Oh, yes. Beauty of beauties. Hallelujah. A lady said to me not long ago, said, Brother Jackson, I need some help. Said, I feel like quitting. I said, if you're trying to get somebody to help you quit, you've come to the wrong place. I don't know how to quit from where you are. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. I can't help anybody quit. When you get there, I don't know how to quit from there. I think what you need to do when they get to there is look around and see where... It's not that they want to quit. I think what they better do is look and see where they did quit. Hallelujah. Amen. In this warfare, there's no discharge. You just keep right on warring till we come to Zion. We're going to judge judge angels. Hallelujah. A third of the host of the heavenly angels fail. I don't know how many hundreds or even thousands of years ago they fail. They're reserved in darkness now in chains, being held in jail without bond, waiting to be judged. Hallelujah. And the reason that they're waiting to be judged is because God has never judged them. And the reason God has never judged them is because it pleased Him that through humanity judgment would come upon them. Hallelujah. But before we can judge the fallen angels, we ourselves have to come under judgment and be judged and purged. This is sonship, in case there's any question about it. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll label it as I go. Hallelujah. Amen. It's kingdom preaching. We have to be chosen and faithful. You're chosen after the testing. You see, many are called, but just a few get chosen. Hallelujah. I was in an elite outfit in World War II, and they chose, I think it was 6,000, and they only wanted 1,200. Is all they wanted to muster out of there. And they called, 6,000 was called, 1,200 was chosen. And I happened to be one of those that was chosen. Hallelujah. Amen. And then out of those 1,200 that were chosen, they have to be found faithful in the kingdom. And you have to, you know, pass all kinds of government inquiries and be released for secret, handle secret documents and many things. It was an elite thing. And I received one commendation that I received, one medal that I received during World War II. I received it here. This kind of makes my point here. We had just practically been wiped out. And we had come from 225 of us down to about 67 alive yet. And the enemy had us hemmed up against a river that we couldn't, if we'd have been in fit shape, we couldn't have got across the river. And, of course, there were hedgerows in front and between us and the enemy, but they were trying to, you know, to finish us off or even ask us to surrender. And I had, there we were, I'd lost all of my command nearly, and I was wounded myself, along with many others of the 67 of us. And while a medico was trying to patch me up and stop the blood, the radio man come to ask me, what is a battle plan? And I said, from my wounded perch there, I said, battle plan A is to defend my country, my honor, and my life in that order. Battle plan B is the same. And I command everybody under my command to follow those instructions. I don't know how to quit from here. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Come to me talking about quitting, and I can't help you with it. Hallelujah. Amen. Because I don't know how from here. I've come too far. Hallelujah. Amen. I didn't come to quit. I come to stay. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody said, well, what are you going to be here during the tribulation? I said, yeah, I feel honor bound to be here because I'm going to start it. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. How you like that? Who wants to help me start it? We're going to start it. We're the ones going to start it. It can't start till we start it. Hallelujah. And I never was one to start something and then and then run off and leave it with with something else. Hallelujah. I'm going to be here. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to walk right through all of the calamity and catastrophe, hallelujah, with complete immunity to all of it. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And you know what? I'm going to hit some of them feeble knees, weak-handed. Hallelujah. Hard to believe. We're going to, oh, praise the Lord, try to secure as many of those as we can. And then what am I going to do? Yeah, well, let's see. I might owe it to. I don't know. There's so many things I'd like to say. I probably won't make sense out of any of it. But in Luke chapter 10, you remember when the 70 come back? Now, this 70 had a unique ministry. You don't find this duplicated nowhere else in the New Testament, nowhere else anywhere, except that it's about to be duplicated now. God showed us what was going to happen. Then he says, walk it out. And when you walk back to here, and when they came in, they said, the demon spirits are subject to us. And Jesus said, I've seen Satan fall as lightning from the heavens. That's a projection. He said, all right, when a ministry walks into this ministry again, it's going to cast Satan out of his place of where he's the prince of the powers of the world. It is this ministry that is going to cast him out. And so it is this ministry that's going to bring in the great tribulation, if you please, as we come to our place in sonship, and we're going to press the enemy into the. You see, he's been on the offense, but we're going to press him into a defensive position. Hallelujah, amen. You see, in the days of Job, God had a meeting in the sons of God, and Satan come also. And God addressed him and said, where you been, Satan? Oh, he said, I've been going up and down, to and fro. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we already stopped his going up and down. Now we fix and stop his to and fro. Hallelujah. Amen. And cast him down. Hallelujah. To be bound for 1,000 years. And that's binding the strong man of the house. And then begins the greatest ministry that the world has ever seen. Hallelujah. Ah, somebody said, I thought it was all over. No, it's all about start. Hallelujah. We're about to get it in high gear along here. Hallelujah. For we're going to eradicate the influence of the devil for the next 1,000 years until we put the last enemy underfoot.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to turn the kingdom to our God. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Jesus is a leader, the captain of the host. He, amen, is the head of this many-membered body.
Amen.
I declare unto you that there's 144,000 in the earth today that is making all kinds of preparations to walk right into this. And that's only the first fruits. Then comes the general harvest. Hallelujah. I proclaim that I am a top candidate for one of them 144,000. Hallelujah. Amen. I will not relinquish that position. Hallelujah. It is a lofty calling, and only him that is called of God can attain unto it. I feel that I am called of God to attain unto it. I'm forgetting the things that are past, and I'm pressing toward the mark for the price of the high calling in Christ Jesus. And I know what that high calling is. And I'm going to tell you in a minute. I'll just tell you now what that high calling is. It is to receive the redemption of our bodies while yet alive.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, this is a lofty calling. But if your spirit opens tonight, if you hear deep called unto deep, you will know that you're a candidate. Then just get in, get your feet wet, and come to Zion. Come to God. Hallelujah. Amen. With all of your heart, do it. All right, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope. Number one, what is the hope? Well, what is your hope? I just told you what my hope is. I hope to live and reign with Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, what is the hope of the world church? Oh, they hope to die and go to heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That was my hope 25 years ago. It's a blessed hope. That's a blessed hope. I don't belittle it at all. It's a blessed hope, and if it is the most blessed hope that you have, hang on to it. Hope. But I found a more blessed hope than that. Whereas I used to hope that I could die and go to heaven, now I hope that I can live and reign with Him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. And I think that's a more blessed hope. This is my hope. I have a hope of receiving the redemption of my body without going by the way of the grave. Hallelujah. Don't let this shake you, nobody. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not preaching never die as the old never die message was, but I believe that we're living close enough to the end of time that if I can have the longevity that my forefathers had before me, that I'll live into life if I pass the test. I believe we're that close. My dad lived 97 years. There were 10 of them in his family, and he was, they were all up like that, except for one, his sister. One of his sisters still lives. She'll be 104 in November. And on the other side, they lived to the 90s. And if I could claim the longevity of my forefathers, I would, this would put us way over in the kingdom age. Way over in the kingdom age. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm just liable to cross that line any time. I kind of seem like I may feel my change coming tonight. So, hallelujah. Well, I don't know. I feel something, a super anointing. Maybe my change is coming. I'm being changed from glory to glory. What is your, that your eyes may be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope? Well, they already are saved, he said in the 15th verse, when I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus. They have a lot of things going for them. But now he wants their eyes open that they may know what is their hope. We got millions of people scattered all over the earth today that is expecting at any moment now something miraculous will happen and they'll go, hallelujah, and that God will catch them away. If you'll excuse the expression, I think there are several hundred thousand, perhaps millions of them out there that a buzzard wouldn't have, and they're expecting God to catch them away. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And they have not made themselves ready for any great event that God is going to do. Whatever is your concept tonight, there is one thing that is important to all of us. We've got to get ready.
Hallelujah.
We've got to be ready. Somebody said, is that works? Let the record speak clearly. That's works. Hallelujah. Amen. That's doing. That's being ye doers of the word. And not hearers only. You're saved by grace through faith. That's salvation. That gets you out of the fire. Hallelujah. Amen. But if you attain to any loftier thing beyond that, it'll be because that you have done something. Hallelujah. Amen. It'll be because that you're a good repenter. You know, David, you know what was the secret of David's great life? And God said, he's a man after my own heart. He was a good repenter. He was a good repenter. But when you start talking about repenting, people says, what's he preaching salvation now, isn't he? I mean, he's talking about repenting. I repented 10 years ago. Well, I repented 35 years ago myself. Hallelujah. Amen. But I've done a lot more repenting since then. Hallelujah. Amen. Than I did then.
Hallelujah.
And I have an idea that if there's any more change, it'll be because of some more repentance.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Of course, you know, somebody always gets indignant and said, don't talk to me about repenting. I ain't done nothing. I said, well, you ought to repent because you haven't done nothing. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll find you something to repent over. What is your hope? I want your eyes enlightened. Well, let's skip. Don't lose your place, but we want to come back here. But in the 61st chapter, and I believe, was it Brother Tommy shared this with us this morning? 61st chapter of Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, or was that brother this evening? One of them. Them fellas really done some good preaching around here, didn't they? We got an old saying in East Texas. It goes like this: they done good. Hallelujah. I tell you they did. All right. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. If you turn over to the fourth chapter of St. Luke in the 18th verse and read that same thing again, what happened? You have to kindly watch both places here. But Jesus adds something there, doesn't he? What does he add? But he adds something else. Read on.
The recovering of the sight to the blind is set at liberty, set of bruised.
All right. Now, in Isaiah, he didn't say anything about recovering the sight to the blind there. Jesus is saying that this is a day of the great revelation, the eye-opening, the revelation of the Lord. What is my hope? That my eyes will be open, that I can know what my blessed hope is. I like the ninth chapter of St. John. It goes like this. And as they passed by talking about Jesus and his disciples, there was a man. They seen a man that was blind from his birth. And the disciples looked at the man and said to Jesus, "Hey, who did sin, him or his parents, that this man was blind like that?" Jesus said, "Nah, neither." That is, Jesus wasn't saying that he didn't never sin or his parents never sinned. He said, "That's not what this is for. This is what. Why is this? So that the glory of the Lord can be manifested." Jesus is about to do something here on this incident that he has never done before. Well, it's never been recorded that he's done it before. Somebody said, "Well, he healed blind Bartimaeus. He restored his sight." Hallelujah. Amen. This is a different setting here. Hallelujah. This man was born blind. Yeah. So there is a difference in bringing something into creation that never did exist and in repairing something that has malfunctioned. Hallelujah. As miraculous as all of it was, there is a difference.
Yes,
hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes I can even fix something that malfunctions, but I wouldn't be much on building that structure. Now, Jesus has healed before, and it has been recorded that he healed, but those that he has healed before became blind after having once seen. But this man never seen. He was born blind. But that's no problem, because the great Creator is standing there, big as life. The great Creator is that life. Hallelujah. For the Messiah that had been projected to come and was in all of the writings of the Hebrews and their old prophetic projections like Isaiah and how they gloried in Him. But Jesus has stepped right out of the pages of that book, right out of the prophetic and became the Logos. And now the great Creator is there. And so he, you know the procedure that he used there. I don't know why that he did that. I could guess, speculate. But the important thing is that he healed a man. And then if you read on, it says, "And it was the Sabbath day." Well, what is a Sabbath? I mean, why tell us that it was a Sabbath day? Well, God doesn't waste words, and He doesn't play with words. The reason He told us that it was a Sabbath day is because the Sabbath is a great millennial kingdom age that we're coming into, and Jesus was demonstrating today that He will remove all blindness during that age. Not just physical blindness, you understand, although that will be removed too, but spiritual blindness, hallelujah, will be removed in that day. Did you know that there are more incidents where Jesus healed blind people than any other one miracle that he did? Now, he healed 10 lepers at one time, but that was just one setting. I'm not saying that he healed more blind men by number, but there are more incidents where he healed a blind. He went after the blind. That tells me something. What does it tell me? It tells me that he wants our eyes to be open. And Paul says that the eyes of your understanding may be opened, that you may know, you see. Well, one looked at Jesus and beheld his glory. Another looked and said, "I wonder who he is." Yeah, and Jesus said to his disciples one day, he said, they come up out of Philippi, and Jesus stopped for a little rest there, and he said to his disciples, "Say, what are folks saying about me?" You ever wonder what folks saying about you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, they said, "Well, goodness, it's kindly, there's a lot of opinions." Yeah. Some think that they're saying all kinds of things. Some think you're Isaiah, Jeremiah, or Ezekiel, or some of the prophets that have raised. And I even heard one conjecture that you might be John the Baptist, and God's raised you from the dead. But then Jesus asked them that ultimate question, "But whom do you say that I am?" And Peter said, I say you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. He had his eyes open just for a moment. Just for a fleeting moment, God opened his eyes. I tell you, until it pleases God to open the eyes of the blind, they will remain blind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And until you can get his attention. All right, what is your hope? What is the hope of his calling? Now that he has called us, what can we hope for? What is the ultimate of our hope? Hallelujah. Oh, to reign with him in the kingdom is what I can hope for. This is my hope. To go through the processing of life and be matured and come into the image of him, our blessed Savior. This is my hope. I have a legitimate hope. I have promises. God's going to... All right. Then he says, the next thing that he would like for us to know is what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. What's God going to get out of this? Ah, hallelujah. Where is his inheritance in the saints? What is his inheritance in the saints? Well, you do know that God has planned to bring many sons to glory. Many, many sons to glory. And as he sees the express image of himself being manifested through his sons. Hallelujah. With every son being like every other son. Oh, hallelujah. 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 This is his inheritance in his saints. This is what he inherited out of his saints through the eternal plan of God. And then he says that you may know what is the greatness of his power to usward who believe. And then he tells us what that is. Hallelujah, doesn't leave us guessing. What is the greatness of our power, of the power toward us who believe? Well, here it is. It is according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Well, let's see then if we need to get nervous. Hallelujah. We may need to get nervous, but let's check it out before we do. Hallelujah. For he's not given us a spirit of fear, but he has given us a spirit of love and a power and of a sound mind. All right, so let's see. Now, what is the power to usward?
This is the end of Part A. Please play Part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.